If you would, turn to page 89 and 90 of your liturgy book. You'll notice the title of the epistle reading says the 16th Sunday. Last week we did the 32nd Sunday. So what we have here, Easter this year is going to be on May 1st. That's kind of late. And that means that Pentecost is also late. And that means that the number of days and weeks from Pentecost to September 15th, which is the time that we read the Gospel of Matthew, is a little shorter. It could be longer or shorter, according to when the date of Pentecost is. So we've got a little more time now before Lent begins, and we've kind of run out of, 32 is about as high as it goes, So what they've done is they've taken some of those readings that will be missed from the Gospels and Epistles of the weeks of Matthew and stuck them here. There's 365 sets of readings, we could say theoretically, and, somehow they have to get put somewhere so we can hear them. So that's why we have the 16th Sunday of Matthew and the 16th Sunday today. Anyway, the context of this letter, we should know, St. Paul wrote it. It's kind of a long story, but the letter was written about 55 AD, which, by the way, is before some of the Gospels were actually written. And it's written to the Church of Corinth, which is in today modern Greece or the European Union, however you want to consider it. Paul needed to defend himself as an apostle against his detractors. And he talks about his role and his task as an apostle, and that comes out in this reading where he's saying, we recommend ourselves to you this way. He says, we do this. We are real apostles. That's the context. Now, there's a few translation issues. The first line here says, working together with him, then we entreat you. Okay, concentrate on the word entreat. Now, a few verses before, not in this reading, but in chapter 5, it says, so we are ambassadors for Christ, God, making his appeal through us. God making his appeal through us. The Greek word is os tou Theou parakalundos diimon, parakalo, make an appeal. And then in this verse it says, working with him, then we entreat you, parakalumen, so the parakalo was in the previous verse, and now it's in this verse. Unfortunately, in the Revised Standard, the translators did not use the same word, appeal, entreat. But if you read the Orthodox Study Bible, the New King James Version, they do a better job where it says, as though God were pleading through us to you. And then later he says, we then, as workers together with him, also plead with you. So, the connection is there, okay? So God working through the apostles. And so it says, working together with him, Paul is saying. We're working together with him, but also working together with you. The actual Greek does not say, says synergundes, working together, doesn't say with whom. The translators just kind of assumed it was with God. Okay, it goes. But actually, the apostles were working with God, or the people, they're also working with the people, working with them. We want to work with you so that you can know the truth, so that God can finish his holy will, which is that all men should come to a knowledge, be saved and come to a knowledge of truth, and working with the people so that they can be saved and come to a knowledge of truth. Then he says, we entreat you, or we plead with you, God pleading through us. So this is the way the apostles are the mouth of God, pleading not to accept or receive the grace of God in vain. We're reading the reading here. So the grace of God, what does he mean, not to accept the grace of God? The grace of salvation, the grace of regeneration, the freedom from sins, okay? Not to receive it in vain. Is it possible to receive the grace of God in vain? Well, through carelessness and indifference, even those of us who have received the grace of God can make it inert and inactive if we return to sin or start sinning for the first time, as the case may be, so that it won't be for nothing that we believed and that we received the grace. Okay? Paul is exhorting the people. So when is this grace received? This grace is received at baptism and chrismation. And does everyone get it? Yes, they do. And does everyone benefit from it? Yes, but. The grace can remain fruitless if we don't preserve it, if we don't obey the commandments of Christ. Our whole spirituality, all the fasting and the prayers and the spiritual fathers and the readings and all that, is all about keeping the commandments of Christ. Because why? That doesn't earn us salvation. We have the grace, but it's the commandments of Christ that keep us on the straight and narrow path and keep the grace like filling up holes in a bucket. Nothing is going to leave. The grace is there. It's going to grow and expand. Sins, on the other hand, work against grace and what grace wants to do for us. Much like what we just heard, the parable of the talents, a bunch of people got talents. A bunch of people got coins, whatever it was. They were, you know, and some people did some work and increased it. And some people did no work. And although they had gotten the talent, that talent did not grow in them. And they were criticized by God and maybe even punished for not increasing it. So that's why the apostles were there to work with us so that we can increase that grace that we received so it wouldn't be for nothing, so that it wouldn't be inert, so it wouldn't be inactive. Then where he says, it says here, for he says at the acceptable time I have listened. This is kind of a parenthesis now, okay? The syllogism is interrupted a little bit. And he says, at the acceptable time I have listened to you and helped you on the day of salvation. Who says that? God was saying it through the prophet Isaiah. Okay, so he's quoting the Old Testament. And when is the acceptable time? When is the day of salvation? That's the answer that Paul says. He said, now is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. So Paul answers that question. And why is this the acceptable time? Now that the Son of God came to earth, became a man, was crucified, rose, ascended, and the prayers in his name are all heard, and regeneration and salvation are available to the whole world. That's why now is the time. In this time now, from 2,000 years ago and until the time end, until the second coming. So now is the time when God will accept and listen to the prayers of everyone who calls on him in the name of Jesus. Now is the day of salvation. Now that Christ established the church and the grace of the Holy Spirit is available in the church for salvation for whoever wants to believe and to obey. About this time now, this present time, which is the time and day of salvation, St. Basil the Great, one of our great holy fathers, wrote this. This is the time of repentance. The next life is the time for reward. Now is the time for endurance. Then will be the time for comfort. Now God is the helper of those who turn back from the way of evil. Then he will be the fearsome and unerring examiner of all human thoughts, words, and deeds. Now we enjoy his forbearance. Then we will know his just judgment. When we are resurrected, some of us to eternal punishment, others to eternal life, and each person will get what they deserve according to their works, much like the parable of the talents that we just heard. Okay? Then Paul continues, we put no obstacle in anyone's way so that no fault may be found with our ministry, but as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way. And then the rest of the passage, which I'm not going to read here, the rest of the passage is the ways that he was saying, you know, as an apostle, not only him, but the other apostles, look what we do. We do this, we suffer this, we did this, we did this. You know, we are not charlatans, okay? We are doing this all to work with you and to work with God for you. And so the complete thought of this passage today was this. We are working, we the apostles, and by extension we can say now the clergy and the ministers of the church, okay? But in this case, we are working with and for you. We console and counsel you, and we help you in every way so that you will not have received the grace of God in vain. We put no obstacle in anyone's way. We behave in a manner so that no one might find fault with us or the gospel. And here is how we recommend ourselves. And the rest of the passage describes what and how much Paul and the apostles do for the sake of preaching the gospel of Christ. Let's stand and pray now.